Welcome to the Luxury Listing Specialist Podcast with Michael Lafito, where top luxury agents reveal their best practices, plus interviews with real estate industry influencers, thought leaders, and luxury marketing experts. You'll come away from each episode with new strategies and tactics to dominate high-end homes in any market. And now for the latest episode of Luxury Listing Specialist. Here's your host, luxury real estate expert, coach, and trainer, Michael Lafito.
Hey, everybody. Michael Lafito. Welcome to another episode of Luxury Specialist Podcast. We're so excited to have a special guest today. But before I bring her on, just a couple of reminders. For those of you that are watching live, you can literally type in your questions. You don't need to download anything. Type in your questions, whether you're watching on YouTube, on LinkedIn, on Facebook. Literally, just type your comments in the questions section, and we will be happy to answer them. For those of you that are watching or listening to a replay of this, and you have a question for myself or my guest, you can always send me an email at michael@marketingluxurygroup.com. Michael@marketingluxurygroup.com. A couple other things I want to bring to your attention. We just came out with a new ebook. Okay. We just came out with a new ebook, 7 Secrets to Break into Luxury with no marketing budget, with a $0 marketing budget. All you got to do to download that is go to luxurylistingblueprint.com, luxurylistingblueprint.com. Again, go to luxurylistingblueprint.com to get your free ebook. Now, we have our upcoming book coming out, and by the time this show is being released, it should be out. Secret to Top Luxury Agents is our new book, Secret to Top Luxury Agents. We are so excited. We have just a rock star group of agents. We have over 12 brokerages represented, a mixture of male, female, newer agents, seasoned veterans from Sotheby's to Christie's to Compass to Keller Williams, Coldwell Banker, EXP. We have just a plethora of brokerages represented, and it is gold, man. I'm so excited about it. Secret to Top Luxury Agents. We're pretty confident that it will be a bestseller. I have undercover billionaire Glenn Stearns. He wrote the foreword to it. Glenn was featured on a Discovery series called Undercover Billionaire. He was given $100, a cell phone with no contacts, and a pickup truck. And he had to build a business that was valued at $1 million within 30 days. And so he shares some of those principles in the foreword of our book. We're so excited to have him. And we have some big name people, names you've heard of, names you haven't heard of, from what I think is perhaps the godfather of luxury real estate in NAR, speaks at a lot of their events. I have Jack Cotton. I have Julie Foppel. I have Terry Sprague. Julie Foppel founded the Realm Group, Realm Global, and just some other really big name people, from Christoph Chu to I have Kofi Narti and some others. So we're really excited about that book. You can find out more by going to the URL that you see on the screen, Secret to Top Luxury Agents. You could be on the wait list for when we launch. And those that are on the wait list will include some pretty exciting things for you there. And then, of course, our designation. You can go to luxurylistingspecialist.com for more information on our actual designation. At the top, you'll see some tabs, including events. Click on that events tab that tells you where I'm speaking next. I was just in Scottsdale last week. We certified over 45 agents in luxury. We toured a $20 million mansion. We had agents that were fired up, excited to catapult and increase their average sale price. Our next in-person event is in Houston. We have people fly into our events. You can go to luxurydesignation.com/Houston. luxurydesignation.com/Houston, or just go to the URL, luxurylistingspecialist.com, click on the top tab where it says events, and you'll see where we're teaching next, where we're speaking next. We got our event May 15th in Miami, and we're going back down to Nashville this summer to teach our class. So we're so excited about that. And today's guest, we're talking about breaking into luxury. We're talking about catapulting into those upper price points and increasing your average sale price. And today's guest, I'm reminded, one of the great things, there's a lot of bad things about social media, but one of the great things about social media is, particularly Facebook, is daily, I go into my daily and I go to my memories tab on Facebook, and it pops up memories from 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago on this date. And a memory just popped up this past week of a year ago. A year ago, I'll paint the picture. I'm going to pull this up here so you can see this. But a year ago, well, actually, let me do this first. A year ago, this particular property, we got a call. We got a call. I got a call from Carrie and Dan Scholl. These are the rock star agents. They have an amazing team. I've spoke at their event. And they said, hey, Mike, we know you teach others on how to sell luxury, but we have an agent who's pretty aggressive, and he got a big $22.9 million listing appointment, and he needs your help. Well, they also paired him up with my guest today, who's amazing. You'll get to see her. But before I bring her on the screen, I want to share with you kind of the product, the afterwards, because she did a great job. We did a collaborative effort, and we helped get this as a private listing at the time. And so I want to share with you something that she created, and then I'm going to bring on Casey Anderson. So you should be able to see it on the screen here, and take a look at this. That amazing property you see right there with the boats and everything else, that is the property that Casey and I went to. We went on the appointment, and we're going to talk about 1 year later, what has that done for her business, shattering the highest price point listing appointment she went on. And she got it as a private listing. They never formally listed with her, but it's still broke down tons of barriers. So I'm going to bring on my good friend, Casey Anderson. Casey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. 1 year later.
1 year later. And for those of you that are listening, it's a really cool property. It's actually listed for sale for $25.5 million. And sometimes when you're dealing with high net worth individuals, they are the smartest people in the room. Other times they think they are, and they don't make necessary they don't hire maybe the best agents or the best team. But we're going to be focusing on what this has done for you 1 year later. So let me set the scene. I you were in the waiting room, but I brought you on. So setting the scene, Casey, you went on this appointment with myself and one other agent. And we did a little prep ahead of time. I'd say, you know, I probably did 70% of the talking. You did 25% of the talking, and this other agent did maybe 5% of the talking. And so the key was we toured the home. We met with the owner's daughter. We built a lot of rapport, as you know, if you recall, because that's really important. People don't know how much, don't care how much you know until they know you care. And we went on this appointment, and going into it, I want you to share, and I'm just going to pull up a picture. Going into it, I want you to share maybe some hesitancies, maybe some nervousness that you had. I call those, you know, natural, that happens. We all have them. And this was a price point that you hadn't been on. So tell us a little bit about before the appointment. Tell us a little bit about during the appointment, you know, what you learned, right? So one of the things I did is I brought a video book and said, hey, if you hire us, we'll put together an amazing video. And you did just that. So tell everybody a little bit about before the appointment, maybe what was the highest priced listing appointment you went on? What were some hesitancies that you had, as well as during the appointment, maybe a big aha, maybe something you learned from observing, you know, taking my lead, if you will. I kind of took the lead and we planned it that way. And
yeah.
What were maybe some of the hesitancies beforehand? What was the aha moment during the appointment? And then we'll talk about after the appointment next.
Yeah. I mean, so first of all, I always say the same thing, you know, from Carrie Scholl and Dan Lesniak. You know, they're always telling us, like, are you in the right rooms? Are you surrounding yourself with people who've been there, done that, currently doing it and succeeding at it? And so obviously I could have never gone into that appointment without you, and then just seeing your mannerism, seeing how you handled that listing appointment was such a game changer for me. Prior to going into that mansion, I feel like I got so grilled by the owners of just like, who are you? You're 29 years old. What do you have to offer? And how are you going to sell my property? Right. And so
he was skeptical by nature, wasn't he? Like you said, he grilled you. You know, he was overpromised before. So, you know, many of the listeners, some of you know my story, some of you don't, but there's cold marketing and warm marketing. Warm marketing is your database, people that know you, like you, and trust you. The opposite of warm is cold. Cold is prospecting, lead gen. And, you know, in hot markets, for sale by owners, you'll see more for sale by owners. In colder markets, you'll see more canceled and expired. So in this case, this home had come off the market. It was canceled or expired. And his last agent, his previous agent, according to what he told us, he was told a lot of things, and that agent underperformed and they didn't really hear from them. So he was what, that's what kept him awake at night, right? He was overpromised too. He wasn't happy. Yeah. He was frustrated. And he kind of took that out on you a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, to be, you know, upfront, like he never met that agent. It was always by phone. And I think just the inability to show the property, like for me, I showed the property 8 times by myself to overqualified clients. And I think he showed it 4 times since having an exclusive listing agreement publicly on the MLS. So we are working strictly in an agreement off market, not really able to blast it on the MLS. And so that was already what we were up against. But
yeah, your hands were tied, less exposure.
Right. And prior to that, you know, for me, I kind of had to go all in and take a risk of spending money on marketing, you know, just reaching.
We'll get into that in a minute. So that's a little bit of the after. In other words, he agreed to you. So I want to go into the psychology of the before. Now, you're a former athlete, and so you and me kind of really hit it off because overcoming obstacles, going through, you know, mental toughness, physical toughness, playing against teams that you shouldn't be beating and you beat. So you bring that to the table, which is are great attributes, and that's why you're successful. But you know, this was a unique property. It was a price point. And so talk to me a little bit about, hey, before this $22 million appointment, we weren't meeting him. We met the daughter, but we had to impress her because she was going to be the spokesperson to go to dad and be like, hey, we like them. We liked her, whatever. So what, talk to me about before the appointment, maybe what, because again, our listeners, some of these listeners, they don't have $20 million listings in their market. It's all relative, by the way. Don't hit the panic button. Don't get discouraged. We call ultra luxury homes that are 10 times the average price point in your market. So, you know, if you're in, you know, Crown Point, Indiana, and the average sale price is $390,000, well, $3.9 million would be the equivalency of a $20 million Fort Lauderdale mansion like this. So don't be discouraged if you don't have $10 million, $15 million, $8 million opportunities in your market. Some agents have it really good because they're in a market that have $20 million. Like, you know, Casey is in a great situation. But tell me a little bit about going into this appointment, some hesitancies, some limiting beliefs, some anxiety maybe that you had. And again, there was three of us, so there's strength in numbers. So maybe you didn't have the same if you were a solo agent going in the appointment. We had one other guy there that actually set the appointment up, and you had myself there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So before going into this appointment, the highest price point I had at the time was $760,000. So
wow.
I had been cold calling. I was just introduced to Red X and Vortex. So just prior to this listing appointment, I was calling the $85 million properties. I was just like shooting for the stars as well. So like cold calling them, following Kevin Ward's script. And so, you know, for me, it really exactly is what you say, like former athlete, very determined, you know, like up against something, a team that you don't necessarily, you shouldn't win against, but you do. And so I think mentality wise, it was like, hey, like you have to start somewhere. Right. And so for me, that highest listing was 760, which I also understand that that's still a high listing price point here locally for a new agent.
Yeah,
so that absolutely. Was the first year of real estate was all of this. So I, you know, I never let that debilitate me from reaching out to somebody that's, you know, a $22.9 million listing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anxiety wise, it was mainly just like not knowing the seller and not knowing how they would react to us. So because I was with you, I really didn't feel any type of anxiety. I felt confident because I know I'm with the luxury listing specialist. So I'm good. I'm Gucci, right? But it was such a great time for me to like sit back, watch you deliver this presentation to them and really mean what you say. And so I think from that point forward, because of that, that daughter trusted us. I just talked to her last week. She reaches out to me all the time and asks me for advice about the house, video marketing, social media. So even though one of her family members just recently listed it and went full blown after a renovation, they still reach out to us because I think that they trust us, you know? So I hope that.
So you bring up a good point. So, you know, we toured the home. We sat down with the daughter. By the way, this is what we call our closer program. We have a program where we'll team up with a local agent. We'll go on the appointment. We'll help them and give some guidance to strategize from marketing to who's your buyer to getting it through the finish line. But before I go into some things, I love Casey's. She's hungry, right? Surround yourself with people that are hungrier than you. This is a good lesson for you. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. If you hang out with nine people that are hungrier than you, you'll be the 10th. The reason I bring this up is Casey's situation reminds me so much of my first trophy listing opportunity. It was a couple days after New Year's. It was in Chicago. It was frigid. The temperatures were like -7 below. And I went down to this Chicago to meet this guy at his office. He showed up 3.5 hours late. They were calling his wife. They thought he got into an accident. And I'm like, I am not leaving. I'm uncomfortable. It looks like I'm desperate because I'm sitting here, but I am not leaving until I meet with him. I show him my marketing plan. I'm walking out of here after meeting him, knowing I got this listing. And so I was that hungry. You were willing to get your rear end on a plane out of your own dollar, fly to New York to meet with this guy face to face because you felt like, hey, if I could just get in front of him, he'll trust us and give us the full blown listing. Now you end up not doing the full blown listing, but like you said, you had the pocket listing, the private listing, you showed it privately. And so, you know, before we talk about that, you know, I'm a big visual marketer showing up differently. And so, you know, a counterpart of ours that went on the appointment, you know, I won't go into too much, but he brought a book that was basically a pay to play that he wrote this book and he contributed to a book that he paid for. And so one of the things I told him early on is, hey, don't share that, you know, in the right context, maybe use that, but reading the audience, reading the room, understanding what's important to them. And so for us, visual and case studies is really important and knowing that they were frustrated with the previous agent. So we brought the video book and I said, you know, basically you hire us, you hire Casey, you hire us as a group. We'll put together, you know, an amazing lifestyle video like this. And again, I opened up before I brought you on with that. You did a great job. That was just a quick type of Instagram type video, but you did others. You had some amazing photos. Your photos were spot on. And we strategized a little bit about money shots. What's the money shot? And you did a great job with that. The money shot is the shot that you guys kind of see on the screen because the reality is it had so much great frontage of on the water where you could literally have a couple different yachts on there. And so that was a great money shot that you were, you know, strategic. We talked about and you implemented. The front of the house, the curb appeal was okay, but you know, getting the lifestyle, what you get with this home. Now, the other thing, if you recall, now we didn't say this when we walked through, but afterwards when we debriefed, I thought, wow, this house needs to be painted. It needs to be staged and it needs to be thoroughly clean. I believe there was some stuff in the primary bedroom bathroom, like in the ceiling, needed to be touched up. And so first impressions are really important. So we had to be tactful about this. We wanted you to get the opportunity. We didn't want you to turn off the seller. But we also did not want to address some things because maybe he interviewed five others and they all said, and we didn't even notice the fine little details. And he might have been turned off by that if we didn't address it, correct?
Right.
So,
which I do feel like the daughter was very appreciative. Over the next couple of weeks, we spent a lot of time together and just we talked a lot. And she really valued just the honest opinion of, I think you need to do X, Y, and Z if you want to see that $23 million price tag. And I think she really appreciated that and took that to heart because I know they ended up doing some of the renovations.
Yeah, they did some of the things, and that sometimes happens where you go in there, you have your Rolodex of a portfolio before and afters, your case studies, you give some suggestions. I've had people use our stagers, use our painters, and the other agent benefits. In this case, a family member might benefit who listed it. I believe they're family members. But regardless, a beautiful home. So so that happened. You didn't get it sold, but you had some great conversations. You had some great showings. You pre-qualified people. We talked about do's and don'ts and how to pre-qualify people. Make sure you're being consistent with it. And here we are a year later. You had a $760,000 sale was your highest, or listing point was your highest at the time. Talk to me about a year later. Didn't you sell one that was, I believe, over $6 million, no?
So we ended up settling on 5.7.
5.7, okay.
We represented both buyer and seller. And honestly, you know, 20 technically was on the market for 27 days. And 21 of those days, it was booked on Airbnb. And so we had to go in and out, kind of like waiting in between those bookings, showing very strategically. I believe when we showed it, the cleaners were like just getting out of there and it was still like somewhat messy. But even on the messiest day, that house was stunning. And so that was such an exciting thing for me because we were able to break the record for highest sale in the neighborhood, not even the neighborhood, in the city. So all of Deerfield Beach, I hold the highest record for listing and representing buyer. So that was 5.7 cash. It was a 10-day closing, thanks to Ally Title. And so since then, I'm so thankful because God gave me like such a slap of confidence where I was like, okay, my age doesn't define me. It has everything to do with your work ethic and just showing up and being presentable and knowing your facts, right? So a lot of us get into real estate, we're intimidated, we don't know things as much as we should as a seasoned agent. And you know, that is something that I feel like the enemy just tells you and wants to debilitate you. You have to just be confident and show up for yourself. And so since then, you know, even just in the last 3 months, now I have exclusively over $36 million in listings. And so I'm thankful because now I just officially listed the modern Miami mansion, which is exactly across the street from Versace down in South Beach. So that address is insane. It's 124 11th Street in Miami Beach. So that is the only three-story single family home, but it's situated around a bunch of commercial properties. And it was one of the first homes built in Miami Beach. So we have all of the history. We have the photos of when the house was first built, even before Versace. And so it's so cool to know that not only are we balling out and now listing, we already had a huge event, had a lot of people come through, and we are officially marketing here. There you go. Marketing this property steps from the ocean, literally right across the street right there. You see is Versace. So it's crazy to me that it's all of this is from our personal referrals and our own network. Right. And so as we said at the beginning, it really matters what rooms you're in and who you're surrounded with, right? And so thankfully for me, my network is just such a blessing. And having those direct personal referrals from those people has changed my business and my life. And so now I'm really proud. I have a huge team here in South Florida. We're the fastest and largest luxury real estate team here. And, you know, I'm sitting here in my office and I know that every Monday and Wednesday, this office is filled with all of our agents doing in-person trainings and focusing on all the same tools that I personally have implemented, even some things from you, Michael, and from Carrie and Dan, that is helping my whole team. So it's so much bigger than me and just what it's doing for my own family. But now we are positively affecting all the agents on my team and their families for the better. So well,
first off, that is amazing. You got this great listing. And, you know, in about 2 months from the day that we're recording this, May 15th, I'm coming down to Miami. You see it on the screen. Full day designation training down in Miami. Hopefully this home is sold by then. But if it's not, perhaps you and I can talk about a mansion tour, which is typically how we culminate the celebration at the end of our designation. We just were in Scottsdale last week at a $20 million home that's listed by my friend Frank Azami with Russ Lyon Sotheby's. And we got top agents through there. Houston, we're doing something in April, same thing. And so maybe, Casey, just maybe I'm planting the seed and putting you on the spot, but not trying to. Let's talk about doing something in South Beach when we're in town.
What date is it again? I'm writing it down.
May 15th. And for those of you that are listening, you can go to luxurydesignation.com/Miami. All the details are on there. It's our full day designation training. And we hopefully will be culminating at some kind of mansion tour celebration. And maybe it's going to be Casey's $22.95 million home called the, what do you call this one? What's this known as?
It's called the Modern Miami Mansion.
Modern Miami Mansion. Take a look at it. It's on the screen right here. Yeah. We might be going there. We'll see. That is amazing. I am so proud of you. So we have from $760,000 to a 22.9 to she's got a one that's even higher, 50 grand higher than the one that she had privately. And again, yes, your network, grow your network and your net worth will grow. Let me say that again, grow your network and your net worth will grow. Zig Ziglar once said, you hang out with 9 dead broke people, you're bound to be the 10th. And it's not about money. Okay, money's not the root of all evil. It's about what people do with money, right? And so, again, I tell this story all the time, but money freedom equals time freedom equals relationship freedom equals location freedom. Let me say that again. Money freedom, so if you make more money, gives you more time freedom, which you can do some things with your family, friends, which helps relationship freedom. And then location freedoms. You could travel, maybe work remote, whatever. So again, we want to help agents increase their average sale price. Casey went on this $22.9 million program, listing appointment through our closer program with another agent. That owner, for whatever reason, wanted to work with Casey and didn't want to work with the other agent. That's a whole nother story. But bottom line, Casey built good rapport with the daughter. She was hungry. We bounced ideas off of each other from a creativity. And more importantly, she implemented, right? She implemented. And so she took a chance knowing I could put money into videos and photos and I might not sell it, but it was an investment and she took a chance on herself. And again, preaching to the choir, but almost 10 years ago, same thing. I took a listing that in my market was a trophy listing, almost $5 million. I knew statistically it probably wasn't going to sell, but I took a chance on me. I went all in. We did $10,000 video and we had cars, planes, trains, and automobiles. I rented a horse for $950 for a couple hours for the video. And that opened so many doors for me. And so it sounds like this opened a lot of doors for you. You had the highest sale. You got this one. And any parting words that you'd have for people that maybe have some limiting beliefs themselves, what do you recommend to them as to maybe break down some of those barriers that maybe you had or the listeners have at least?
Sure. So obviously it's 2024. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, all of that is the thing, right? We all live this life behind this phone, this app, you know, this computer. And while that is important, I think it's really important to encourage agents, both new and seasoned, that all of that's important, but you have to hit the phones and you got to hit the pavement. And you're never too big and too busy to continue to do those foundational things in your business. And even though we have over $36 million in active listings right now, that doesn't stop me from hitting the pavement. And so I'm out door knocking later this afternoon and letting people know, hey, I have an open house this weekend for, you know, one of our $1 million homes here. And I'm about to just list this $2 million home in Boca Bath. And I'm not going to be afraid to go hit the pavement and do the traditional ways of real estate, right? Because to be honest, the older crowd, that's where the money is, right? So not all of them are on Instagram. Not all of them are on TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. So don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call and go put yourself out there in their face. So
that's great advice. You know, people are always looking for the easy button, right? And so that isn't easy to do. You're stepping out of your comfort zone. You know, you have the whiteboard behind you. You got visual reminders as to what you're doing. You know, two questions I have for you. Number one, you know, that was my closer program where we help agents. Did you feel more confident that you could go after $22.9 million properties or $7 million or 5.7 after kind of, for lack of a better term, going side by side on an appointment with us? This is for people that are listening. Maybe they have a big property. Do you recommend they contact us about teaming up with us?
Oh, 100%. And some people are like, oh, she's just doing this because he wants her to say that I'm not doing that. Everyone knows me. What you see is what you get. I 100% believe that you have to pay to play, right? And you have to invest in your business. So I 100% recommend using Michael, using his team and his systems to encourage you and give you the tools that you need to get out in front of these listings, whether they're $1 million, $3 million, $6 million, or $22 million. I highly recommend you guys invest in yourself and get the coaching from Michael.
Well, thank you. And by the way, did we prep that? Did I tell you I was going to ask you that?
Nope. And everybody that knows me knows that you can't pay me to say anything, and what you see is what you get. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So, Casey, success leaves clues. Tony Robbins says this. So just to kind of recap for our listenership, what I see that's special in Casey is an amazing work ethic. You know, people are afraid to fail. Many people, to use a baseball analogy, they'll hang out in a dugout because they don't want to get up to bat, because what if they get hit by a pitch? What if they strike out? What will people think? You need more at bats. The more at bats you get, the more likely you get a single, a double, a triple, a home run, a grand slam. Okay. Casey, using her lacrosse background, isn't afraid to strike out. She wasn't afraid of that. She's talking about door knocking today. Surround yourself with people that are hungrier than you, that are more successful, and good things will happen. And Casey Anderson is a testament to that. So keep raising the bar. I'm proud of you, Casey.
Thank you so much. And
I hope to see you in person in a couple months when I'm going to be coming down to Miami. You, of course, can come by the class and sit in and let your agents know about it. And perhaps we'll do a mansion tour at this amazing $22.95 million property.
So excited. I already wrote it in my calendar. So we're going to make it happen. My whole team will see you in May.
Well, I appreciate it. Again, Casey, thank you again.
Thank you, Michael.
If you too have a situation like Casey where you have a difficult listing or you're struggling to get that big listing, I always tell people 100% of nothing is nothing. So surround yourself, partner up, get an apprentice, hire a coach. We have a program called our Closer Program. We'd be happy to help you. Casey's doing amazing things. I shared her story today because I want to inspire our listenership. Okay, from $760,000 to $22 million. How did she do it? Well, she surrounded herself with people and then she implemented. And again, success leaves clues. My name is Michael Lafito. Keep raising the bar. Until next time, let's prove others wrong. Don't forget, a couple reminders, get your blueprint. Go to luxurylistingblueprint.com, luxurylistingblueprint.com. For more information on our designation, you can go to luxurylistingspecialist.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Michael Lafito. Check out our website. Go to secretsoftopluxuryagents.com to find out more about this book. That book will help break down a lot of barriers. I can promise you that. Until next time, Michael Lafito, prove them wrong.